Happy Friday and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them and, of course, the related toys. I'm Adam Paulus. Did I say that? I don't know. Clearly, I'm paying a lot of attention to what I'm saying. It must be what it's like to read a teleprompter. Anyway, what do we got? This week, a company in Japan made an iPad dock called the Invadercade, which is $250 and looks like a mini Space Invaders arcade cabinet. It looks really cool, but real full-size cabinets run about $400, if not less, so you might just want to get one of those, unless you just really need an iPad dock. Other video game news. In downloadable games, the PlayStation 3 has Altered Beast, Cubix, Resident Evil 4, Saints Row 2, Bolt, and Burnout Crash, while the PSP has Shin Megami Tensei, Persona 2, Innocent Sin Digital. Is that two games or one? I don't know. It's a long name. And the PSP Mini's Edge. The Xbox 360 has Roastastic and Burnout Crash. The Wii added Aya and the Cubes of Light, a pretty nifty stylized puzzle game that looks kind of retro, which is a nice way of saying primitive. The DSi has Escape Trick, Ninja Castle, and Break Tactics, while the most interesting download of the week is on the 3DS. It's the NES classic Twinbee in 3D, which is a top-down shooter I am actually very interested in seeing, but due to me not having a 3DS and not very good eyes, I don't think I'll be seeing that anytime soon.
On sale, Entertainment Earth!
We have two sales. Nightmare Before Christmas items in stock are now going to get free shipping. If you spend $20 on in-stock Nightmare Before Christmas items, your shipping is free on those items. We also have buy one, get one half off on graphic novels, which includes the Mass Effect graphic novels from Dark Horse. Pre-orders do count, so if you want to catch up on your Mass Effect reading, this is the time to do it. And that's pretty much it. We added a lot of new toys this week. The two most interesting video game related items, if you ask me, are Metal Gear Solid Risk, as in the board game Risk. It's themed on Metal Gear Solid, so you get the private military companies fighting and stuff, and it should be a lot of fun. And also a Legend of Zelda Wind Waker Link plush. The plushie looks just like he came out of the game. I know some people aren't crazy about the GameCube Zelda style, but man, this is a nice plush and it looks just like it. So as a collectible, I think it's really cool. And you can order it right now. Well, I don't know when now is. Assuming you're not in the future too far, you might not be able to order it now. But right now, when I'm recording this in 2011, maybe you can. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. I need a drink of water, and I will see you next time.